Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We're looking at consumer behavior. Now, as we are about to close off the year, I cannot believe we're actually saying that. Where did 2025 go? We're approaching Black Friday. We're approaching the festive season. Of course, there will be obligations into the new year. And yes, this will all factor into the conversation. Consumer behavior. So let's start with Black Friday, which is underway. So let's look at how better to manage one's money and instincts and avoid what one would say the urge to splurge. Where would you like to begin?
Yeah, I think we need to just remember what Black Friday is about, and that is to make us spend as much money as possible. So we need to understand it's not there as a gift to us, and we're not saving money when we spend money. So I think let's just reset the psychology behind this for a moment.
Okay, please do.
And I think it's really important that we just understand that we are the target. Mm-hmm. We're going to be targeted in those newsletters that come through Instagram, Facebook, all the influencers are out there. They've been paid a fortune to tell you that this is the best thing that they've ever owned and you should also buy one. So just understand that that is who you are. You are the target. So you need to start protecting yourself and making sure that you make Black Friday work for you. Now, I need a new air fryer, I have to tell you. So I am using Black Friday for that opportunity, okay? So I think that's what it is. It's to say, is there something that you really need? And do your homework. So one of the biggest things, tips that I can give you is to go and check that the prices aren't suddenly increased, and then they pretend to be putting it on sale, and actually you're probably paying the same price you would have a month ago or 2 months ago. So really important to do your homework around Black Friday and make sure that anything you are going to buy is something you planned on buying, and that you're going to get a real benefit from by getting the discount. And I think the other really big one is there's a very simple rule. If you don't have the money, don't buy it. You do not want to be paying in January, February, March installments on credit for something you bought in November. So I think if you kind of put those two rules in place, then you could probably survive Black Friday.
Maya, at this point in time too, we have, shall we say, the financial hyenas and predators, like licking their lips and rubbing their hands together in anticipation of such events. And of course now we have the danger and the risk of scamming and wanting to get into people's pockets. What are we to be aware of?
Please, this is, so Black Friday is the peak of scam season, absolute peak. So what we see are adverts on social media claiming massive discounts, Black Friday specials. You go onto them and they're fake websites. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they are, they're actually mimicking another brand. They'll pretend to be a brand, except that the URL is slightly different. Mm-hmm. So absolutely do not, if you see something being advertised on social media, rather do your own homework. Go and find that website or that brand's website yourself, doing through a normal Google search, and go and identify it. So I think very important. I can't even begin to tell you how much of a peak that is. The other thing is that your credit cards are most likely to be compromised over this period as well.
Yeah.
And this actually happened to me last Black Friday. So somehow in the deep dark web, my credit card details had been compromised. And what these guys do is they actually use your credit card to buy the fake Facebook adverts. So suddenly I had all these transactions to pay Facebook going through my account. And because people are shopping, spending, or whatever, they may not actually notice these transactions going through. Mm-hmm. So incredibly important that you are watching your credit card very, very carefully over this period. So yes, people actually using your credit card to pay Facebook for the fake adverts, which they are using to con people. So, I mean, this is just, we're moving into that really, really scary period at the moment.
Joining me on the line, we have Maya Fisher-French, presenter of the popular award-winning Money Matters show on ENCA. If you have any questions to pose, Maya, do give us a call, 061-895-1019. Maya, speaking of online shopping, how has this changed the game of Black Friday sales and store overcrowdedness? What are you observing there?
Well, we, you know, Black Friday is, I think, you know, we're seeing a balance between sort of your online. We certainly have seen a huge increase, obviously, in online shopping just generally over the last 5 years, as more and more people, I think, take advantage of not having to go into the shopping malls. But you will still see the shopping malls with huge queues, specifically on Black Friday. There's certainly a place that you won't find me.
Sure.
So we find that. And then, of course, we also have Cyber Monday, which then becomes an extension of it all, where further discounts are often offered. But one of the things that I've definitely seen a big trend in over the last 2-3 years is that Black Friday isn't Black Friday, it's November. So already the specials are starting, and you know, you don't actually have to only be shopping on that specific day or on Cyber Monday. Generally, the retailers use the entire month to really promote their, you know, to promote their sales. So you can sort of spread it out as well, which I think is important. But you know, I'm a big online shopper. The further I can stay from a shopping mall, the better. that's my personal preference.
Indeed, Maya, thank you so much for your tips regarding what we are approaching now, Black Friday festive season into the new year. And thank you for summing up what we need to be mindful of. And Maya, have a blessed day. Have a great weekend. Maya Fisher French, presenter of the popular award-winning Money Matters show on ENCA.